watch you, Rogers, lad. Even though you're a lass, there's no getting away. That's me, I'm Whitey.
Two teams of brilliant bodgers make outrageous machines from a load of old rubbish.
And this week we're expecting a truly terrific tussle as our teams knuckle down to a nautical tug of war. They've got just 10 hours to turn in a tremendous tugboat with enough pulling power to undermine, outmaneuver and ultimately overwhelm the opposition.
The tugboats will go head to head in two races designed to test speed, manoeuvrability and pulling power before tackling their ultimate challenge, an almighty tug of war waged on water.
Enter the Marshall Mechanics, a crew of karate chopping kung fuers all the way from Kent. Hey! Ex-army engineer Gemma and motorbike mad Jason normally work for Big Dave's breakdown service. But on the scrap heap, there's no doubt who'll be giving the orders. In their last outing, the Kentish kickboxers KO'd the competition in a hovercraft humdinger.
The boat boys are a crew of smooth-talking nautical engineers from Hampshire. These salty shipmates like nothing better than a jolly cruise down the Solent. To reach this semi, the sailors sank their opponents with a belting broadside of golf balls.
Come alongside me, hearties! Drop your anchors and splice your main braces! Because I'm going to shiver your timbers with our challenge! Squawk, squawk! Shut up, Polly! Yes, we want you to bodge together a boat, but not some dodgy dinghy, oh no! We want a great big tumultuous, tremendous, terrifying tug of war!
Oh, yes!
To make things more interesting, you've got to go back to basics with your boat building because all modern impellers and propellers are banned. Okay? Boat boys, are you ready?
Yes! Absolutely!
Marshall Mechanics, are you ready?
Yes! Wait for it! Wait for it!
No!
Building a tug without propellers is a tall order, but technical consultant Hadrian Spooner should be able to give the Marshalls a good steer. He built this amazing screw-driven craft, the first vehicle ever to cross the treacherous Bering Strait, separating Alaska and Siberia.
To bolster up the boat boys, we've press-ganged marine engineer Colin Poole. When it comes to wacky designs, Cole can really push the boat out. On last year's scrap heap, he launched the world's first ever air-powered catamaran. If anybody can beat the prop ban, these boat boys can.
I know you don't have much time, but any thoughts on a solution?
Well, we're not allowed to use propellers or jet drives. Maybe something that mechanically rows, do you think?
An airboat might be quick, but it probably isn't really good at towing.
We'd perhaps like to go with a paddle boat. How does that sound?
That's what I've thought.
The boat boys need to make a big, beefy hull to support a couple of heavy-duty paddles, made from scratch out of wood and steel. They'll mount an engine with a slow but powerful turning action, low revs and high torque, in technical speak. If they don't get this right, their paddles will spin too quickly and could snap and even shear off.
Hadrian's belting boat beat the Bering Strait, but will his plan cut any ice with the Marshall Mechanics?
My idea is that we'll make an Archimedes screw-powered vessel, and we'll have a chassis, parallel chassis, engine, gearbox. We'll have two flotation screws either side of the vessel.
The Marshall Mechanics plan to strip a vehicle down, leaving just the engine, drive shaft and rear axle. The chassis will become their hull. They'll connect the rear wheel hubs to two long screws bodged together from barrels and scrap metal. To pull them through the water, the screws will have to rotate in opposite directions, but at exactly the same speed. If one spins too fast, the crew will be screwing around all over the place.
But Captain Gemma's spotted a problem with Hadrian's plan.
Right, well, the first thing that I've noticed about your drawing is that you've got both threads going the same way. That's going to make it crab, isn't it?
No, sorry, I've drawn that wrong, actually.
Right.
It hasn't taken long for Captain Gemma to wind up the Screwmaster. It could be a long, hot day for Hadrian.
Hull. Engine.
Hull on engine, please. Thank you very much. And some wheels. Look for some big wheels.
Jason, I want you to find me oil drums, anything that's going to float. If you can't get it all in the back, stick it on your shoulders, but get it back here. Go!
Go on, boys!
Come on! Get me what I need! Get it for me!
Our teams want to wage all-out war on water, but first, who's going to win the battle to scavenge the scrap heap?
Monty's not called a boat boy for nothing. He's steaming straight for that dinky cruiser.
Oh, look!
That is, actually...
What about this?
There's
a boat and a tractor here.
That tractor's worth checking out. It should have a low-revving, high-torque engine, ideal for pushing paddles. But will it work?
Go on, keep going.
Close. It's clear.
Toby, this is Johnny. Do you hear the sweet sound of music?
It sounds marvellous.
Well, you stay here.
It's a double whammy scavenge. They've got a boat and an engine to put in it. But there could be a problem.
Well...
Will it be too heavy?
What do you reckon she weighs? About a ton?
Johnny and Monty are afraid that a ton of tractor could send that lightweight cruiser straight to the bottom.
It's a diesel, it's a DEF 200.
The Marshall mechanics want that van. Dave and Jason reckon the chassis could give them a hull and the engine could get their screw boat turning.
Oh, wonderful!
Dangerous Dave's got his own way of sorting out vans. Don't try this at home. He's got a black belt in karate.
Yeah, we're just having trouble getting it moving.
But the van's fighting back. Heavyweights Hadrian and Gemma are called in as backup. It's a red van versus four nifty ninjas.
Hang on!
Something's not right here. Check, he's not in gear.
Right, hit it, Dave!
Go!
Who's steering?
That red van never stood a chance.
They're very happy about that. Very happy about their little van.
Johnny out.
Monty and Johnny have bagged a boat. The tractor would be a great way to power it, but it weighs a ton.
Is there anything you can do to it to lessen its weight, kind of chop bits off, or...?
You might be able to lose the front axle out.
Oh, yeah, I can take that off. We can't lose much, actually.
Is the plan of action to attach the paddles to the tractor wheels? Is that how you're going to do it?
That was the idea, because that way we get a really slow-running, powerful source of energy.
It's time to chop this van down to size. All the karate crew want is the engine, chassis and rear axle.
You want to go butchering?
Yeah, let's go butchering. Warning, mad mechanics at work. Fastest convertible in the world.
Big Dave and Jason are drumming up barrels to bodge up their screws.
What? Mister, can you wire it in there? Wow! You don't kill me, Dave!
Monty and Johnny thought that boat might be too flimsy to float the tractor, but it looks like they've changed their mind.
We found a ginormous tractor engine, little boat.
Right.
Well, that would save so much work from actually making a hull from scratch from all the way around.
Yeah.
But I think we've just got to go for it.
Go on.
It's a capsizer!
Johnny, what have you done?
The dainty boat boys are getting keel-hauled. It's a mayday, mayday. And the mechanics mess in with some much-needed martial arts muscle.
3, 2, 1. Yay!
Twist.
The crew might fancy the boat, but Captain Toby's about to pull rank.
It's technically very difficult to sort of bodge up and weld bits and pieces onto a fiberglass boat.
Because what else could you use? I mean, sort of loads of floats or something like that.
We want a big steel box. We had a look at that green skip, but it's a bit full.
That is quite big, isn't it?
It's an all-about turn for the boat boys, and the new plan is to find a skip to float that tractor.
The Marshall mechanics want to use the van's chassis as their hull, but crouching tigers Jason and Gemma are making hard work of bashing off that body. Big Dave is bashing together barrels to make up their screws. Hadrian is cutting out steel rings that he'll twist into a spiral to make up the screw's thread.
Put
really simply, how does your actual Archimedes screw work?
The screw works quite easily. You have a, you can have a drum, and on a drum you put a band around it in a spiral. It's like, you know, the mole machine, except mole, instead of moling through the ground, it's moling through the water.
Archimedes invented an ingenious way of lifting water to irrigate the fields. He sank a big screw into the ground. When the screw turned, water trapped between the threads rose slowly but surely upwards. When the mechanics start their screws, they'll rotate, forcing water along the threads, corkscrewing them forwards. They'll need to turn in opposite directions or they'll veer off course.
Now, it's a good contrast though, isn't it? You've got Monty, Toby and Johnny.
Just when you get here, we've got nice tea and bickies for you, over.
And then you've got, like, Dave, Jace and Jim, haven't you?
And Jim!
Right, come back slowly!
To cast a weather eye over our tugboat's progress, we've enlisted maritime engineer and historian Philip Wilson from Southampton University.
I don't really know what constitutes a real proper tugboat.
Big engines, because it needs this pull to start with from zero speed. It's got to pull another boat as well, hasn't
yes.
it? On the road, you've got the wheels, you've got the friction on the tyres. In the water, you've got to get the pulling power basically into the water.
Which option do you prefer? I mean, the boat boys with their paddle steamer effect.
Yeah, and the Archimedes screw. Well, the Archimedes screw is a bit unique. The big problem they got there with it is the screw itself. They've got to make sure that they're rotating in the right way, otherwise if they're doing that, they go up like that.
Yes. So what are the advantages that the boat boys have got then?
Well, the paddle power one, they'll be able to get a lot of slow speed, and so they'll always be able to get torque into the water, so that's a really good feature. That is really good.
So who's your money on at this moment?
My money at the moment is on the boat boys, because they got less chance for error, I think, at the end of the day.
Right.
The theory might be sound, but in practice, our sailors are getting tied up in knots.
This first skip we found is absolutely rotten. Do a quick scout for another one.
Teams, you have 7 hours remaining. 7 hours.
Come on, let's get this together.
Time remaining, teams. Thank you.
With the morning gone, the Marshall mechanics are forging ahead with their screws, but that van is a long way off floating. Never mind tugging.
You can make it any size you want.
But the boat boys are really in deep water. All they found is a ton-up talkie tractor, but they've no way of floating it. The boat is too small, and the skips are rotten. What's worse, there's now a whiff of mutiny in the air.
I still think we should use the boat.
I really don't think we should use the boat.
The boat is all there. Now we're looking for a skip. That one's rotten. This one's rotten. They're all the skips here rotten.
Ah!
So will the boat boys pull it off with paddle power, or will the Marshall mechanics give them a twist with their giant screws?
Today our two teams are on the pull and putting together two talkie tugboats to slug it out in our tug of war semi-final. Come on! Come on! This is it!
The Marshall Mechanics, a crew of karate choppers from Kent, want to build a tug powered by two giant Archimedes screws. The screws are certainly shaping up.
Well, it's good enough, Dave.
But that van is out-bashing our bodging black belters.
The boat boys' dockyard is empty. They found a tractor to power a paddling tug, but they can't find a hull to float it in. They've ditched a boat and all the skips are rotten.
Well, that's true.
Monty's muttering mutiny, and Captain Toby has mustered the crew for a crisis meeting.
But I still think we could just put a chassis in the boat with a tractor and the towing rig all on the same chassis, so the boat, all it's doing is keeping us out of the water. There's no stress on it.
You've got to...
Can you just tell me how you're going to lift that tractor into the boat with its chassis?
All right, I give up. Skip's coming in.
It'll be tough getting these battered skips shipshape, but at long last, the boat boys are all rowing in the same direction.
That should do the job.
Hadrian's bringing an air of sophistication to the scrap heap. He's started to get to grips with the screw threads. First, he burns out sheet steel discs, and from these discs, he cuts out circular strips. Which, with a dash of pi r squared, should neatly fit around the barrels in a spiral pattern. Nice one, Hadrian. Archimedes would be proud.
I say!
The boat boy's build is a bit more bog standard. They've dragged in two hefty hulking skips full of huge gaping holes.
So now you've got two huge skips which have got quite a lot of holes in. I don't want to be sort of picky.
Oh, that's perfect, right. That's
you can
okay.
fix them.
No, no, that's fine. We're going to chop the back of this one off.
Right, and join them together.
Join them together. And we reckon it's a trip carrier, isn't it? And then we've got our tractor.
Right.
And we're going to drive that into here first.
Right. So will the tractor be more or less in one piece once it's in them? I mean, will it still be...
Well,
will you have to take quite a bit of it off?
We can lose some things, like the wheels, the front axle, but that's all. So we need a lot of buoyancy to support that weight.
Yeah.
The common misconception is because it's steel, it won't float very well. Well, it's wrong.
Hadrian's up to his neck in hot metal, but the team still have time to cool down.
Hallelujah!
Dave might be feeling chilled out, but Hadrian is definitely starting to get hot under the collar.
I really do need this body off this truck. It's not going to be long now, and I'm going to have a screw ready, and we're going to be ready for trying to fasten it on there. Can I have some help here?
Brainy Hadrian has to leave the clever stuff and pitch in with sorting that van out.
Okay, walk it backwards.
We have a convertible.
Gently.
It's taken a long time, but the roof's off at last.
Watch yourself on that axle.
Oh, I'll tell you what, that's the way to do it.
The boat boys plan to strip off the tyres and mount paddles on the wheel hubs. The hubs need to be outside of the skip so the paddles sit in the water. But now they've got a problem. The skip is too wide and those hubs are stuck inside. It's a tricky situation, but Captain Toby's got a plan.
Oh, well, that's interesting. With that floor like that, why don't we just cut the bottom and let it push itself in completely?
By how much?
Toby's radical solution is to slice a length off the already weakened skip and move the skip wall in by a foot.
I think we need to take a strip out. That's me personally. I really do. I think we'll save a shed load of problems joining that up together there at the end of the day. So this is a decision we need to make now, and this is make or break time, gentlemen.
His crew don't look overwhelmed by the skipper's brainwave.
A foot's an awful lot down the whole length of the boat. An awful lot. I'd prefer it if you didn't.
Why not pull the sides in? Just bow them in.
All right, I'll run with that.
Monty's idea is to pull the skip walls in with long straps and squeeze them together with ratchets. It may work, but it's going to put a lot of strain on those skinny old skips.
Dave, you're the balance. Jason, you're the lift with me, okay?
Yeah.
You want a lift?
The barrels are building up and Hadrian's screws are really starting to pile sky high.
Dave, can you try and line that up? Is that all right?
No.
Well, the Marshall Mechanics have got a beautiful sculpture there now.
It's brilliant. Tate Modern would love it,
wouldn't they? I'm very impressed with that. I mean, there's not a hell of a lot else happened. I mean, they've sort of spent a long time stripping this van down. On the other hand, the boat boys have got sort of, about 2.5 tonnes of rusting metal.
They've got this great tractor inside these two skips. They've cut the skips in half, they take the ends off. It's rusted to hell.
Yeah.
How are they going to make it watertight? I don't know. Yeah. And they've got to weld it together on the bottom and they can't lift it up.
Yeah.
And then they've got the problem is the weight's distributed way at the front.
Right.
It's going to cause bending moments and it could snap the thing.
Oh, God.
I'm changing my mind.
Are you?
I am.
You've got your money on the other team?
Yes, right.
You're going with the Marshalls?
I am.
We'll make it another wheel's height if we can.
The boat boys need to lose the tractor wheels and replace them with paddles. With the wheels gone, they'll prop up the tractor with these homemade axle jacks. They want to weld them under the tractor, but it seems Toby has been a bit over-enthusiastic on the stripping down front.
Johnny, just see how we can change our scheme a little bit.
You've just cut off everything that we can weld to, Toby.
Wait, what? You want the bolts?
Well, it's too late now, isn't
it? What do you
want
the bolts for?
We're going to bolt them to the axle jack.
My apologies.
Captain Gemma has stopped stripping and started supervising, and that tetchy TC is none too impressed.
So it's really got to be ripped apart. I don't care how abusive it is, it has got to be ripped apart.
It's getting there, it's getting there.
I'm ready now to put this screw on.
Right.
I'm not joking. All right?
Yep. Right.
It looks like Gem is in danger of developing metal fatigue.
Right.
All right, Monty. Apart from making lots of noise, what are you up to?
This is our rescue mission. We have a slight problem with a missing backbone in our skips.
A missing backbone? What, down the middle?
Yeah, down either side, inside, we need a structure to take the weight of the tractor and to hold the two skips together and stop them getting out of line.
I was going to say, because there's a lot of rust on those skips.
Yes.
They're knackered.
They are knackered.
Yep.
They're not nearly as posh as that boat we didn't use.
What are you up to, Toby? Making a lot of noise.
Having a bit of a nightmare today.
Really?
Yeah, not ideal, you know.
What's been going on?
I've got a very difficult team today.
Well, it's it is the same team as you had last time, to be fair.
No, it's not at all.
I have a feeling that they're all going to shoot me and drown me if it doesn't work, but it will work. We'll get there.
Your neck is seriously on the line, isn't it?
It certainly is.
Just leave a couple of foot on and that'll do.
Yeah,
all right?
Because the moment I
cut... I've got to start getting rid of this.
Those bulky black belters are still a long way off vanquishing that van. Still, Hadrian's amazing screw is looking pretty fancy, but this tip-top TC has got just one thing on his mind.
I'm really worried about this vehicle.
It's your big worry, is it?
Yeah, it's just not happening how I want it to. We've still got a floor, a bulkhead, wings.
So you're going to get rid of all of...
This weight has just got to go.
Because you don't need steering, do you?
No, it just wants gas axing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Time is running away here. It's like, you know, might be quicker to repair it.
Oh. Well, there's quite a bit of cutting to do though, still, isn't there?
We're still quietly confident.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's what I like to hear.
If the worst comes to the worst and the engine packs up and the drive goes, I've told him, just sling me a rope, I'll just tie it around the middle, I'll swim and pull them behind me. You know?
Johnny! For us, turn round!
Clever Colin is trying to work out how low the hull will sit in the water if they ever get it floating. He'll need to get it right because it'll govern how big the paddles should be and where to place them.
Now that we've got our waterline, we can work exactly where to weld the paddles on the spoke. So now we can measure down from the centre of the wheel hub to our theoretical waterline.
The secret behind happy paddling is to get your paddles at the right height. If the paddles are too low, they won't be able to shift the heavy weight of water. If they're too high, the paddles will just skim the surface, sending up spray. To pull properly, paddles need to be placed just below the waterline. Colin's laying out paddle spokes from box metal. It's shaping up as a 6-blade model, which should hopefully give them lots of lovely traction once out on the water.
Ready?
With the paddles underway, the boat boys get on with sticking the skips together.
Whoa, too far.
And even Captain Toby's beginning to sound a whole lot happier.
How are we doing for that?
I'm going to say that is absolutely spot on, gentlemen.
Teams, you have 4 hours remaining.
Early indication show, we're well behind.
With just a few hours to go, the boat boys are on course with those paddles. They finally joined up the skips, but at the moment, it's not really a hull, more like a giant rusty sieve.
The Marshall screws are ready to roll. The crew are all wound up, but can they finally muster up a tug from a mashed up old van? Join us after the break.
Team of land-loving kung fu kickers are trying to sink a team of salty sea dogs in our balmy battle of the bodged-up tugboats.
The boat boys have found our tug challenge anything but plain sailing.
Oh, come on, get in there!
But they've finally got the tractor in the skips and are now putting together paddles to power it.
The Marshall mechanics are finding it even tougher going. Their TC has run up some deadly-looking screws, but the black belters are being hammered by a van that's refusing to become a hull.
We just need as much of this off as we can get.
While the kung fuers crunch metal off, the boat boys are putting more on. Those two dodgy skips could split apart, and they're putting in beams to strengthen them.
The van's finally crushed, and even Huffy Hadrian is starting to lighten up.
Ah, at last, a rolling chassis.
Light.
Lighten her up, boys, get the axle off.
I love this man. Okay. I love this man, I really think he's the greatest bloke alive.
Is that a sort of a rudder thing?
It certainly is, actually, yeah.
Is it? You know, I thought that rudders went in the water.
They're making it upside down, check it all works.
Right.
Then when we actually launch it, then we'll put it the right way up.
So you can't put it on until you're in the water?
No. so someone's going to get wet.
Right.
And it's not me.
All your steering is coming from the rudder.
No, we've got 2 points of steering. We've got a brake on each wheel.
Right.
Or each paddle. Yeah. So we can paddle on one side or the other side. But for sort of fine adjustments in direction, just a little bit of rudder.
A little rudder as well.
The boat boys have left the independent braking on the wheel hubs holding the paddles. To turn right, they just need to brake the right-hand paddle. And to go left, they'll brake the left paddle. What's more, the rudder will give them extra control for taking on tight turns they'll face on test day. In its present state, this tug will be heading in one direction only, down. There are still gaping holes, and there's the small matter of sealing the join between their skips. It's looking like life jackets may become mandatory on this tug.
There are big things afoot over the wall. The marshals are about to manoeuvre screw number one into position.
Good, I'm all right. Let me walk it.
You're in me way, sir!
Well, so's the truck. All right.
Archimedes!
It's a eureka moment for the battered and bruised ninjas.
Hadrian's screws are not just a work of art. They'll provide a triple whammy of technical tricks come test day. Those bobbly barrels should keep the crew's heads above water by providing lots of buoyancy. Those mighty screws will provide propulsion and drive them through the water. Finally, by putting the brakes on one screw and leaving the other running, they'll be able to steer. Bodge-tastic!
That's the theory, but in practice, Dave's now decided to burn the chassis into shape.
Someone get the fire extinguisher!
Well, they've been very busy, but there's sort of, you know, quite a lot to do still, isn't there?
A lot to do and time to get it out.
I know, yeah.
And they've still got to construct the axles and all that stuff.
Yeah, and that's serious stuff because that's got to be really accurate and really tight. Otherwise it won't work because it'll twist one against the other.
Right.
The boat boys are still not watertight?
No, it doesn't look like... I mean, I can still... Every time I look, I think, oh, they've plugged up the holes now, but they're still gaping great gaps all the way along. Yeah. If they do seal it up, do you think it'll float?
Oh, yeah, I've no doubt about that.
Right.
It's a matter of whether they can plug the holes.
Yes.
That first paddle is ready to roll, and Captain Toby has left hole fixing to supervise the operation.
Can I suggest you do it the other side? So I've done all that side. The other side is finished.
No, let us fiddle with this, Toby. It won't take us long, mate.
Oh, look at that!
How far out are you?
Big Dave and Hadrian are tackling the trickiest part of their tug's construction, fitting the screws onto their van's rear axle.
You want to go forward another 4 inches?
Righto.
Drag it.
To connect it up, they'll need a couple of these, differential gears from scavenged car axles.
In most vehicles, power is transmitted by a drive shaft connected to differential gears located on the rear axle. The differential splits that power at a 90-degree angle along the axle, thereby turning the wheels. The marshals will use their van's differential to turn the rear axle, but they also need to weld 2 more scavenge diffs between their wheel hubs and the screws to get them turning.
Right, we've got 2 options here. Rip the caliper off.
Hadrian's definitely got no difficulty with diffs.
Drill a disc to take those bolts, bolt this on, bolt it onto there, shorten the drive, chop a piece out of the drive shaft, put a piece of tube in it, on. All right.
Okay.
So I'll leave you boys to do that one.
Teams, you have 2 hours remaining. 2 hours construction time remaining, teams. Thank you.
Gemma, why are you stood doing nothing? I mean, that's ridiculous.
I'm waiting. Just...
No point in waiting. Get on with the job.
Hey, just calm down.
We haven't got the time.
I'm about to have a sense of humour failure.
The boat boys are notching it up a few knots. The second paddle is in position, but there's still work to be done bodging on blades to push through the water and thrust the tug forwards.
Oh, my arms are falling off.
Toby's still fighting hard to seal up the leaks.
Right, clear!
And those paddle wheels are finally starting to look like they might mean business.
The marshals seem to have finally sunk all their differences and are starting to move like a well-oiled machine.
Right, you grab the tail, I'll have his head, all right?
Hadrian and Jason get to grips with connecting up the differentials to the Archimedes screws. And Gemma has come bouncing back to help Big Dave to sort out the rotating bar that will support the 2 screws up at the front of the boat. Those boys on diff duty seem delighted.
Does that look good to you?
That looks pretty hunky-dory to me.
Big Dave's even starting to think seating arrangements.
Never been attacked by a seat before.
Guys, this is looking very smart. Adrian, this is I just think this is a fantastic looking machine.
Yeah, it's growing a bit now.
Well, I like the seats, for a start.
Yeah.
Sort of a national coach excursion you'll have, up the canal. It was a long time where it was sort of like a van. and a couple of sculptures standing up there, but now it's making sense.
We made one mistake, Robert. We brought in a decent van.
It's already in gear.
Those jolly tars are ready to test out their paddles. They've banked everything on that tractor. It's a tense moment.
And everyone clear of the paddles?
All clear!
Okay, off you go. Right off.
Oh, that one goes, that one stops. Beautiful. Poetry in motion.
How fast do you reckon it's going to go?
At this rate, about 2 miles an hour.
Teams, you have 15 minutes remaining. 15 minutes remaining, teams. Thank you.
All right.
There's been an amazing change, isn't it? After all our criticisms, there's these two extraordinary looking machines coming into shape now.
Yeah, they're coming together well. In the last hour or so, they're starting to look like they could actually float.
Who's got the biggest advantage, really, if they're both working? And
the boat boys have got the best advantage,
right,
assuming everything goes well,
right,
because they can actually have differential pulling and the rudder.
Right.
That's
so
a real
bonus.
They can
steer and pull.
That's right. The Marshall mechanics basically have got a different system altogether.
And they've got a much smaller engine.
They have.
But do you think that's powerful enough to turn the screws? I mean, it's going to be all right.
Oh, I think so. I don't think there'll be a problem there. Big problem is actually stopping them turning too fast.
So who's your money on now, then?
Well, assuming we can get this one fully watertight,
yes,
I'm going to veer back.
Are you? You're veering back to the boat boys?
Oh, I think so, yes.
Teams, you have 10 minutes remaining. 10 minutes remaining, teams. Thank you. Lovely minutes, 10 of them.
He's got to be joking.
It's a desperate race to the finish for our wannabe warring tugboat teams.
Right, we ain't got a lot of beam.
No, that's cool. That's cool.
Five, four, three,
two,
one.
Teams, your time is up.
We're done.
There goes.
After a tough old day on tug duty, it's good to see that Hadrian and Gemma can still see the funny side.
Gemma, I think I'm going to change the design.
You have had this death wish. How long?
Oh, about 10 hours.
Those mighty marshals have finally finished their fantastic floater from a van chassis supported by a bunch of barrels fashioned up as Archimedes screws. Can it screw them into the final, or will they wind up as losers?
Those dashing sailors have bodged up a boat from two old battered skips, carrying a talky tractor to power their paddles. They reckon their rusty tub is ready to tug, but out on the water, will it simply sink like a stone? Find out all after the break.
Our two chugging tugboat teams are about to parade their pulling power.
The teams and their tugs will be truly put through their paces during our titanic tug of war. Our tugs will have an extra burden because all four team members must stay on the craft throughout the race.
Round one will be a straight head-to-head race. Round two will follow the same course, but our tugs must pull cargo barges. Both races will be worth 1 point to the winner. The final round will be the tug of war showdown, worth a bumper 2 points. If they're equal then, there'll be a tiebreak.
But before all that, we've allowed our teams the scrap heap customary 1 hour tinkering time.
While Gemma gets warmed up for the day's racing, the rest of the team get down to tackling some last-minute safety issues. With two huge threshing screws on either side of the crew, fitting a guardrail seems a sensible idea.
Rather ominously, the boat boys still feel the need to wallop their hull. But they have managed to fit a big buoyant drum to help float their front heavy tug.
How fast do you reckon it's going to actually go when it's going?
It'll be slow.
you reckon? I mean, but like, we're talking
two or three knots.
Yeah. But two or three unstoppable
knots.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, you've got three tons of...
Because that's my worry, is being on the beach when you're coming towards it. It's just not going to stop, it's just going to...
So are you confident, Adrian? You think your machine's going to be better than that one? You think it's going to win?
We stand a very good chance on two of the tests. Very good chance. On the tug of war, I would put my money on that machine over there.
Right. Have you thought of any tactics that you're going to use, Dave, to be beating the other team?
We'll go there with a burner at lunchtime and cut a few holes in the bottom for them. That's about all.
Let her rock.
It's finally time to launch the tugs. With just a gentle push, the Marshall's mighty machine rolls gracefully down the slipway.
Beautifully done.
One, two, three.
Now it's time for Old Ironsides. It's all hands on deck getting that ton-up tug into the water. Even the men in white coats have been drafted in.
Oh, yes. Oh, that was a good one.
With one almighty shove, the tug rolls into the lake, but comes to a juddering halt. It's a bad sign. It's already sprung a leak. They carry on regardless. With one last push, the dreadnought is finally afloat, but already shipping gallons of water and listing dangerously.
Do you know what? I'm very worried about them.
Monty's on emergency bailing duty, and in the fine tradition of scrap heap sportsmanship, Hadrian has volunteered to beef up the buoyancy with some leftover barrels.
Right, give me the welder.
There's only one thing that'll sort out the water they're shipping. The marshals have allowed them to use a bilge pump. It certainly seems to need it.
Jet power!
Phew, it's finally time to go racing. The marshal's boat screws gracefully up to the start line, followed by the boat boy's chugging tugger. It's a straight dash down the lake and back. The winner earns 1 point.
Okay, teams, prepare to test the torque of your tremendous, terrifying tugs.
Go, go, go!
The Marshall's screws are winding up to top revs.
The boat boy's paddles are creating quite a splash.
We're not doing too badly, guys. Yay. We're not doing too badly.
I was expecting the Marshall mechanics to kind of slip through faster.
A few more revs.
Yeah!
Look, he's going.
The Marshall mechanics have got it at the moment, though, haven't they?
They have. They're pulling away, actually, now.
Come on!
The boat boys will their tug forwards, but the marshals are determined to show them a clean pair of screws.
Wait.
The karate crew are closing in on the turning point marker. To turn, Hadrian's putting full revs on the left screw and slamming the brakes down on the right screw. They've passed the boy, but they're not turning back.
Whoa, cable.
We're now having some interesting turning experience here.
That doesn't sound good, does it?
The Marshall mechanics definitely now have a mechanical problem.
Nothing's turning at all.
The boat boys are catching up. They're nearly at the halfway marker.
Turn, they're even now, look.
Swing round, I won't get round it!
Toby's breaking the left paddle and giving the right one full welly.
Turn your rudder.
Blimey, they've done it, and they're round the buoy.
The Marshall mechanics have stalled. They've been left high and dry.
The boat boys have snatched the lead. They've got a clear run down to the finish line.
You're over here,
Toby. Nice and easy now.
The Solent sailors are cruising to victory. Rudderman Johnny is steering them straight to the winning line. Yeah! They've done it. They've won the first race and one valuable point.
Marshall mechanics, you started so well. What
drive
went wrong?
Drive shaft.
No.
Yeah, it's twisted on this side.
It's a sad sight as the screw boat limps back to port. The big question now is, can that dodgy screw be sorted to race on?
So what's happened, Adrian?
Well, actually, my welding's held out perfectly well here, and it's actually twisted the tube completely out.
I can see.
So
it's
we're going
totally
to
snapped,
yeah, we're gonna have to just find a beefier tube.
Anyone got any beefier tubes, boat boys?
Yeah, I think we might have something in the boat. We'll have a look for you.
Good luck.
We'll have a look
right,
for you.
Right, all hands to the pump or to the tube. Let's get it fixed.
It's an SOS call. Save our screws. And both teams pitch in to get that twisted tugboat up and screwing.
It's great news. That drive is fixed. Race two is a runner. It's the same course, but now it's tugging time. Our teams have to pull a heavyweight cargo barge. The winner will pick up 1 point.
Okay, teams, bolster your bilge pumps and prepare for the battle of the barges.
It's another fast start, and both teams have no trouble tugging their barges.
Have we got a new driver?
Hadrian's taken a back seat. It's Big Dave at the helm with Gemma navigating.
Don't get too close to there.
And they already seem to be veering off course.
Why is he coming over towards the island?
Not sure.
Look at the water coming out of the...
I know. It's thousands the boat of gallons coming out thousands. The inside of the boat.
Churn around.
Pile off, Colin. Keep concentrate on that.
Big Dave has got the marshals back onto a straight line, and they're powering ahead.
The marshal mechanics are actually well in front now.
They are, aren't they?
They're well in front.
I'm behind it!
It's almost a rerun of race one, and the marshals are quickly approaching the danger zone of the halfway marker boy.
Now they go for the turn. Are they going to be successful in the turn this time? Are they going to turn? Are they going to turn?
No obvious turning.
No, just going off to the around the island.
We're going a mile past it. We don't need to do that.
With the marshals taking a gentle cruise around the lake, the boat boys are gaining ground.
Oi, oi, boat boys! Gonna have to do a nice tight turn!
Yeah, they can go around so much tighter.
So much tighter. Look, they're gaining, they're gaining.
The boat boys have taken the turn and the lead.
Fantastic.
Oh, but no, the marshal mechanics are doing really well.
The marshal mechanics, yes, they are. Look at this.
Nice turn.
The marshals are back. Dave's mastered steering. He's turning that tug on full throttle. With their superior speed, they're back in the lead and keen to torment those tardy old tars.
Yes! You're on fire!
The marshals scent victory. At this rate, that point is in the bag and the teams will go into the final round on equal points.
Oh, they're both going flat out. They're going flat out, the pair of them.
Dave warps up the screws down the home stretch.
The boat boys are slipping behind, and all they can do is send out a distress flare.
Those canny kickboxers have got a clear run. Their mighty screws are notching up the knots and powering them towards the finishing line.
We're going to have to go that side of it, aren't we? We have to go that side of it. We're drifting.
But oh no, dodgy driver Dave is heading straight for a huge marker buoy that's got danger written all over it.
We're going to hit that.
Get in that one!
No!
They've hit that.
I don't know where the marshal mechanics are going. They seem to be heading to you on the island.
Looks like they've got a dolphin caught in their flippers.
You're going to beach it.
Whoa. Leave it. Pull it.
We're out of it. That's it.
We're gone.
Come on, we're going to do it.
It looks like curtains for the Kung Fu crew, and the sailors have slipped back into the lead.
So, guys, what was it? You caught the chain. Is that what happened?
The chain holding the boy has wound around the marshal's screw. Very ugly, but that's not all.
It's just torn the old end of the drum out, and we've got a sinking feeling. Also, to top it all, the shaft's gone the other side.
Shaft's gone on the other side.
Three, two, one.
The boat boys have breezed over the finish line. They're now ahead by 2 points.
And there's a sporting round of applause from the opposition.
Well done, boys.
At last, it's tug of war time. The marshals have made some last minute repairs and there's still everything to play for. This round is worth 2 whole points. So if the marshal's badly battered tug can outpull the boat boys, they'll be equal and it'll go to a tie break.
Okay, teams, cry havoc and let slip the tugs of war!
The marshal's remaining screw winds into action.
Give it a bit more, Dave, fill rev!
They're pulling them.
They are, aren't they?
They're pulling them with one screw.
The marshal's tired old tug is outpulling that monster boat.
It's all out war. Screw versus paddle, paddle versus screw.
But that worn out screw has finally wound its last.
Shaft gone!
They're going backwards now. Oh, keep going.
Dave's trying to kick with his foot, but I don't think he's going to do much.
That's it. Yeah. They're over the line.
The mighty marshals have given their all, but the boat boys have paddled through to the final.
Very good.
Congratulations, Monty. Good on you.
Thank you very much, and well done.
Oh, that lovely moment. Oh, there we go. And if you thought that was wet and splashy, join us next week.
3, 2.
Don't miss our other smashing semi-final showdown. It's a dirty digger duel where those rowdy wrestlers, the Hammerlocks, take on those down-to-earth farm boys, the Barley Pickers. But who will hit pay dirt and face the boat boys in the final?